4. A present cure. Later, I walked a long way, across the Pont Neuf to the Luxembourg Gardens, the only spot in Paris that for me held any consolation. Trees branched bare to the sky in the silvery late afternoon light, their fallen leaves still strewn, damp and blackened on the ground. Stone urns held frozen sticks that had been flowers, and iron chairs were lined alongside the fountain. At its head stood a sculpture of white stone, a woman arched in her lover's arms, her face turned upward into his embrace. The light shifted, a shaft of wintry light against light, dove grey, pink, bluish. Nearby, an old couple dozed in two chairs, pooled in the circle of pale sun. Winter light, light of St. Nicholas's day, the pure clear light that had diffused through diamond panes. With a finger of my being I reached for my lover, cautious, beseeching. Like the vine torn from its supporting wall, I wavered, drew my knees up to my chest and hugged them, rocking slowly forward and back on the iron chair. How does a woman learn to doubt herself? By way of which events? What consequences? In the eye of my memory, I travelled back to the place from which I had come, watched again as a dark smudge expanded on the far horizon, felt the dry, stiff breeze against my face bringing it closer. I squinted down. The smudge looked like Stefan, but it was not he. Not yet. The summer before I left Tillac had been one of wells gone dry, springs stopped to a trickle, and